Blog Talk Radio.
Who is worthy to be praised?
you were there. Head bowed and body bent. Lord, I want to thank you that last night my bed didn't become my cooling board. And oh, God, I just want to take a minute to tell you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you kept me when I didn't know how to keep myself. And I thank you that you never left me and you've been with me every step of the way. Lord, if nobody else brought a thanksgiving in their hearts, I just want to tell you, much obliged, sir. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for every day that you brought me out. I'm grateful for every moment that you wrapped your loving arms around me. I'm grateful for every time you regulated me and kept me in my right mind. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm so grateful right now. I just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you that I got up this morning and I had a roof over my head. I remember how we used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind and it was stayed on Jesus. And Lord, I don't need no rocks crying out in my place. But Lord, you've been so good to me. I cannot tell it all. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for being my way maker. Thank you for being my burden bearer. Please, please, please. Oh, please excuse me while I check off my list. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for shielding me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for bringing me. Thank you for lifting me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for raising me up, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you've been a way maker. Lord, you've been my rock in the weary land. Lord, you've been my shelter in the time of storm. Lord, you've been my way maker. You've been my rock. You've been my redeemer. You've been my strong tower. You've been my everything. Oh, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I just came to ask you to have mercy on us. I just need you to stop by the sanctuary today and touch those who are sick in their bodies. Touch the man, the woman, the boy, or the girl that came in with confusion or emotional depression. Lift them up and restore unto them the joy of their salvation. Lord, I just want to take a minute and make our request known. We need the Holy Ghost to make himself visible in this house. Send the glory cloud that sets down on every section, every row, and every seat in this place. Send your glory that liberates our thinking and reminds us of who we are and whose we are. Send your power that gives evidence of our confidence that our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord, we thank you in advance that you're sending a fresh wind that's a
about to sweep through this household. And as a result, bloodlines are going to be put back on track. Finances are about to be changed around. Joy is about to be restored. Peace is about to be reinvented. Thank you, Lord God, that the glory cloud is already descending. And as a result, nobody in here is going to leave the same way that they came. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I make a case against the enemy. Satan, you gotta release us. Satan, you gotta let our families go. You gotta let our children go. You gotta let our minds go. You gotta let our finances go. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We tarry before you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. And when we get to the other side of it, Lord, we promise to turn around and make this declaration that this is the Lord's doing, and it's just marvelous in our eyes. But because we know who we are and we know whose we are, we don't have to wait for our section to catch on. We don't have to wait for the people on our road to catch on. I don't need somebody else to validate what I've already believed him to do. So in advance, this is just for the real faith walkers. In advance of the job, in advance of the new house, in advance of the financial breakthrough, in advance of the healing, in advance of the restoration, in advance of the increase, in advance of the elevation, in advance of the new business, in advance of the new territory, in advance, we release a praise that makes the devil mad. We release a shout that makes walls fall down. We release a praise. Open your mouth. Future, you look better than you look right now. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I said let everything. Oh, y'all act like you're not breathing. You ought to thank him that you got breath in your body, blood flowing through your veins, heart beating in your chest. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord shout glory. Let the grateful people shout thank you, Jesus. Let everybody that's expecting God to do incredible things shout, I'm ready. Slap three people high five and say, I'm going to get mine today. Oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Push somebody on the other side and hear that weed shake just a little bit and say, I told you I'm going to get mine today. My. Hey. down the war cry. Hey! the devil is really angry at you. You weren't supposed to bring a shout with all you've been through this week, with all the enemy has hit you with this year. You weren't supposed to be. Come on, look out. Hey. Yeah, he didn't think you were going to open your mouths and bless him. But he forgot who he was messing with. I still got a war cry. School, they had no music. We don't need 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 no music. All we need is his power. 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 Yeah. All we need is his power. 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 All we need is his power.
Clap your hands like the devil in between them. High five and say, now that's church. Listen, now we can start.
Amen, 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 amen. Nothing like a good old devotional start in the morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Thaddeus Evans. We're here to encourage, inspire, strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what God has to say to us and through us this hour on the Man Up Monday portion of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, guys, call a friend, tell a neighbor that we are live and that we're on the air. That number to call in is 563-999-3628. Press 1. And we will be glad to allow you to speak share your testimony. Maybe you have a prayer request. Maybe you have a question for the man of God. Maybe you just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. I promise you, you'll be glad that you did join in with us on this morning. Again, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on air. That number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to go ahead and be acknowledged on this morning. And just again, we're just excited about what God has to say through our guest on this morning, none other than our brother and our friend, none other than Pastor Brightly James will be with us on this morning. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, he is all over Facebook. He's all over Instagram. He's all over TikTok. He's everywhere. Listen, I'm telling you right now, you guys need to get connected with this great man of God. He has a powerful, excuse me, he has a powerful, powerful ministry, a powerful, powerful message. He is the pastor of a fantastic church. We're going to let him introduce all that when he comes on this morning. But listen, as always, guys, lend me your hearts for a moment as we go into effectual fervent prayer. Before we even get the broadcast started on this morning, let us talk to the Lord on this morning and have our morning scripture, our prayer this morning. Just lend me your hearts as we go into a safe place in God on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come and to share with these your people on this morning. God, to give unto them that you have given unto us, to share with them, to strengthen them, to empower them. God, we thank you for this opportunity, God, to be able to be on the broadcast, God. God, to allow this broadcast to go into the ears and the airwaves across this great country, and touching lives and restoring and strengthening and empowering those who are standing in need, Father, of you to do that for them on this morning. God, we thank you in advance for all things being made well, not only just in their life, but Father God, for their life. God, we graciously and humbly, God, thank you with our whole heart. God, we say thank you. Because we understand, God, it is no goodness of our own. But, Lord, it is you and you alone that has done this great thing. And for that, Father, we give your name praise. We give your name glory. God, we give your name honor. And we give your name dominion. And we say, have your way. God, take the reins of this broadcast. God, and do with it what you would desire for it to be done. God, because if we cannot live, we cannot move, we can't even breathe without you. So, God, we thank you right now in advance for you doing what you do best, and that is being God and being God all by yourself. And we thank you for the establishment of who we are in you, in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior and our Christ, do we pray. And the body of Christ says, amen, amen, and amen. Our focus scripture this morning, those of you all who will be following along with us as we do this, continue this word sharing with you all this morning, is going to be James 1 and 5. James 1 and 5. And the King James Version reads like this: if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and unabraideth not, and it shall be given him, and it shall be given him. Father, may you have a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the receivers of your word. We also wanted to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in across this great country. Listen, guys, we thank you so very much. Man, we're just excited. We're just excited about what God is doing with us, with being able to share this gospel, not only just here in the United States, but we have crossed over and went into other countries to share this great gospel. And man, I'm telling you, we are now in 23 countries. Amen. We're now in 23 countries, and we thank you guys. We thank you guys. We're going to go ahead and acknowledge those countries on this morning. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, and we also have Ireland, and we just picked up Ireland, and we just picked up South Korea, and we just picked up India. So thank you guys so much for listening in over there, over in those other countries. We don't know what time of the day you guys are listening to us, but we thank you so much for you guys tuning in with us and listening and allowing us to impart into you, to all of our missionaries that are over in those other countries that are doing the work. We're praying for you. We're praying for you, all of our missionaries and our apostles and that are establishing churches over there, those of you all who are lay ministers that are there, you are lay pastors that are there. We're praying that your hand never leave that plow, that you continue into the work, you continue the good fight of faith, that you continue to do what you do. And we pray that you will continue to do what you do. And our prayer is that your strength fail you not, and that you will continue to receive and impart and be able to be imparted into through this broadcast. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Listen, guys, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You guys, we're going to, when we come back, we will have the man of God on the line with us. I'm telling you. I don't know if y'all ready for Pastor Brockett. But you listen, I'm telling you now, this man of God has a word in his mouth for the people. He has a word in his mouth for the people. So listen, right after this quick commercial break, right after this song, we'll be right back. And you guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Everybody.
Connection. Listen, guys, I cannot hold the man of God any longer. We was in the screening room. We was about to have church all by our lonesome. Y'all almost missed this. Y'all better be glad I looked up and saw that the song was over, because me and Pastor Broderick would have still been in the screening room shouting and having church. Listen, I'm going to present to some, introduce to others. None other than my brother, my friend. The friend of the Abba House, the friend of the Worldwide Gospel Connection, the friend of Apostle Douglas and Pastor Douglas, none other than Pastor Broderick James. Man of God, you have the floor. Please bless the people.
Well, first off, let me say good morning to each and every one of you from around the world. We bless God for y'all. I want to say special shout out to Apostle Douglas for just extending this opportunity to express a gift that belongs to God. What he said was exactly true. We were behind in the green room, and the Lord began to pour and download so many things. And so the thing that God has been dealing with this entire time with this radio show is, behold, Lord God, I will do a new thing. And I love this so much. One thing that always hits my mind is that many of us want God to do a new thing, but we haven't obeyed the last instruction that he gave us. I'm going to say that again, because I want somebody to get that in their spirit this morning. Many of us, we want God to do a new thing, but Lord God, we have yet to update the strategy and the intel of the last thing that God gave us. So he says this, that if I'm going to do a new thing, hear this, you have to learn how to be obedient to the last thing that I gave you. There are many of us that want to skip, God, to the next prophecy. We want to skip to the next plan. We want to skip to the next adventure. But when he says, behold, this literally means to take a pause, to look. To take a step back and to see. So when he says, behold, what he is literally doing is, oh God, he's setting you up for the greatest performance of your life. But how can he set you up for the greatest performance of your life? I'm glad you asked. The only way that he can set you up for new glory is if you obey old instruction. And beloved, this morning, there are many of us that want God to move in our life. There are many of us that wants God to bless. There are many of us that wants God to get in the midst of our situation. But he says, you ain't even heard the last thing that I said. So this is where we're going to go. We'll be in Isaiah 43, of course, right? We'll be in Isaiah 43. And we know that when you get to verse 19, it talks about him doing a new thing, right? But I want you to hear this today. In verse number 18 is where I'll start, and we'll kind of dialogue from there this morning. Good morning to each and every one of y'all that are tuning in from across the world, y'all. So watch what it says. It says, do not remember the former things. You don't like me already. It says, do not remember the former things. Apostle, this is what I found out with so many of us, is that we want God to do a new thing, but we have yet to wipe from our memory the last hurt, the last trauma, the last pain, the last endeavor. So he says, hear this, if I'm going to do a new thing, if you are going to behold my glory, it's going to come with you having, Lord God, anointed amnesia. What is anointed amnesia? Anointed amnesia, oh God, it says that I don't look like the last pain that I've been through. I don't look like the last circumstance that I suffered through. I don't look like, Lord God, the last thing that hurt me. And there are many of us that the reason why we can't hold the new thing, because we won't allow the old thing to die, the former thing to pass. He literally says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Is there anybody this morning that says, Lord, before I can ask you to do a new thing, first I have to let the old thing go. First I have to let the old thing die. And this is what the Lord is speaking to his people at the end of January, that if you are going to live in the manifestation of 2022, you have to allow January to be your jump start. You have to allow January to be your jumping cables. You have to allow January to be the place where God births a new thing out of you, but he can't birth the new thing if you do not forget the former things. I use this analogy and metaphor all the time, Apostle. My phone was malfunctioning. I don't know who needs to hear this. My phone was malfunctioning, and the reason why it was malfunctioning was because it was time for an upgrade. God, and when I got ready to download the upgrade on my phone, this is what they told me, that I don't have enough, Lord God. I don't have enough storage space to be able to properly receive the update. I'm going to try that again. The update was available, but there were certain things I had to delete in order for the update to download. Now y'all looking at me crazy because I haven't given you the revelation of that. What the revelation of that is God has already gave heaven a download concerning you. God has already, Lord Jesus, poured out the instruction of what you need. The problem is that at your current capacity, what's currently occupying you, what you are currently holding on to, there are some things that need to be deleted in order for you to download the new thing. You ain't saying nothing to me this morning, but my sister said that sometimes you have to learn how to make room for the new thing, and there are many of us that we don't want to give up who hurt us. We don't want to give up what went wrong. We don't want to give up, Lord God, the last traumatic thing that we experienced. But God says, if I'm going to do a new thing, then first I have to cause deletion before I can give development. Lord God, I'm trying not to get excited this morning. Before I can cause development, first I have to cause deletion. This is the problem that we're seeing in the kingdom right now. Many want to be developed, but nobody wants to be deleted. We don't want to delete lust. We don't want to delete pride. We don't want to delete ego. We don't want to delete, oh God, self-ambition. We don't want to delete any of these things. And God says, how can I upgrade you? How can I develop you when you won't even allow me to delete what's currently taking up room for you to grow? Behold, I'll do a new thing. What if I told you the new thing was the current thing that you're disobeying? God this morning from Zion. The new thing is the current thing you're refusing to be obedient in. Apostle, my heart leaped because last night, I didn't even know all of this was going to work together the way it did. But last night I taught on Prayer Call Live, I need help because I'm anointed, but I've been avoiding. Wow, Jesus. And we have so many people who are heavily anointed, who are kingdom influenced, that God has literally poured things into you, but you've been avoiding the process. You've been avoiding the hard thing. You've been avoiding the trials. You've been avoiding the confrontation. You've been avoiding the consecration. You've been avoiding the fast. You've been avoiding the worship. You've been avoiding the praise. You want to know why? Because you know on the other side of that thing, you can't be who you used to be. So he says you have to forget the former things. Watch what happens. He says, behold, which means to look upon, to take a minute to pause to see. Behold, I will do a new thing. Oh, Jesus. Can I educate somebody right here? Because if God is going to do a new thing, it's going to require a new mindset.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God, I'm trying to behave, Apostle. I promise you I'm trying to behave this morning. If God is going
to
do a new
work
thing,
work.
It's going to require a new mindset. You do realize that the Bible is going to educate us that, behold, all things become new. Oh, God. I didn't want to work on this like this. If behold, all things become new, what he's setting us up to understand, Lord God, that there may be things that he's already set in place, but you can't see it because you still have an old mindset. God, concerning relationships, Lord God, you may have been passing up your kingdom spouse for years because you have an old mindset. So the new thing, Lord Jesus, is something that God has literally made new. But the reason why you couldn't see it, because at your current capacity, Lord God, you refuse to upgrade your mindset. But the moment you upgraded your mindset, you begin to see new manifestation. You begin to get new revelation. You begin to see new territory. And here goes the shout right here that it was already there, but the reason why you couldn't see it because your view was limited. I remember my grandmother used to get us clothes from Goodwill. My grandmother used to get us clothes from Goodwill. And Apostle, this is what she used to tell me. I said, Granny, them look like that was somebody else's clothes. And this one, she used to yell out. She say, it's new to you. Yeah, God, I'm trying not to run. She says, it's new to you. And it took me 25 years. I'm almost 30 now. It took me 25 years to realize what she was saying. If we're going to activate kingdom principles this morning, the Bible says that the prosperity of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, which means, Lord God, what was old to them, what was already old to them, what was already used to them became new to you. And the reason why it became new to you, because you understood the kingdom principle that it has to be inherited. So watch what it says. This is for the believers around the world who's expecting God to do something on the last day of January. Because many of us started off this year, God's going to do a new thing. God's going to do a blessing. Many of us started off making our New Year's resolutions. Many of us started off decreeing and declaring. And here we are the last month of the year, and we're already trying to give, Lord God. We're already trying to give the year away. We're already trying to throw the year in the trash. And this is what the Lord said. He says, on the last day of January, think it not strange that I have you back in this place, because I want you to understand that, oh God, you will have what you say. And if you throw away January, it's going to forfeit the favor in February. And if you throw away the favor in February, it's literally going to offset the manifestation in March. And when you, oh God, offset the manifestation in March, it's literally not going to rain any oil in April. And when it doesn't rain any oil in April, it will cause you to be miserable in May. And I could go so on and so on, but I think many of you get the point already that if God is going to do a new thing, it's going to require us coming out of ourselves and grabbing a hold of him. Here it is. Pay attention to the scripture. He says, behold, I will. And this is where a lot of ministries are failing. This is where a lot of households are crumbling. And because many of us have gotten so prideful that we've made it more about us than about him. This is why, Lord God, this is why, Apostle, that he got, this is why, oh God, this is why God is not being glorified. We'll go to a church service 2-3 hours, and nobody mentions the name of God. Nobody calls on the name of Jesus. Majority of the worship songs now, they don't even, they don't even include his name. They will sing about that name, that wonderful one, but they won't even reference his name. We'll have our face on every flyer. We'll have our name, image, and likeness on everything, but his face and name ain't on nothing. But we, oh God, we're claiming that we're glorifying him, and we want him to come in. I've done some traveling before on some assignments, and I remember that when people invited me in, Lord God, when people wanted me to come in, what they would do was have a sign waiting with my name on it. So when I got off the plane, when I got out of the car, when I got out of the Uber, Lord God, I was able to easily identify who I was supposed to connect with. Can I help you on this thing today? If God was to show up on your doorstep this morning, if God was to show up in your city today, if God was to show up in your ministry today, if God was to show up at your church today, could he see his name and easily identify himself with you? So this new thing, watch what it says. This is really the meat and potatoes of where I want it to go. I want somebody to receive this morning. This is really the meat and potatoes of where I want it to go. Watch what it says. This is going to mess you up. It says, now it shall spring forth. Okay. So right then and there, there's three things you have to do in order for it to spring forth in your life. I'm going to give you all these three. It's in the scripture. I ain't make it up. I don't have no notes, none of that. This is literally the Holy Spirit. There are three things that happen before you get to now. I want you to see this. The first thing it says, do not remember the former things. Uh-huh. Then the second thing says, nor consider the things of old. And then the third thing is to behold the Lord will. So when I do not remember the former things, when I don't consider the things of old, and when I realize that it's God's will and his doing, then he says, now will I. Then he says, now it'll spring forth. Then he says, now it'll come to pass. And there are many of us that, oh God, I think I talked about this before, Apostle. There are many of us that want to get to a now thing, and we haven't done a then response. Watch what it says. He says, now it shall spring forth. This word spring speaks about compression. If you know anything about a spring, Lord God, the tighter it's compressed, the greater the trajectory and momentum. This is why Paul can say we were hard pressed on every side. This is why Paul could say, I feel as if, look, we're perplexed on every end. This is why David could say, I feel like the walls are closing and caving in on me, because there's something about, oh God, someone being anointed, and they understand that when I feel like I'm being pressed, when I feel like I'm being closed in, that's literally God's way of telling me that he's getting ready to launch me. And many of you don't even understand that you're not being closed in for no reason. You're not being boxed in for no reason. No, sometimes God has to put you in a place where he can launch you, but he can't launch you until he humbles you. So he says it'll spring forth because the momentum of the pressing is what catapults the spring. What kind of momentum, what kind of mindset, what kind of understanding do you have for the thing that you're believing God for? No. See, the momentum in January, it's what's going to carry you all the way to December. And there are many of us, we've been praising, we've been shouting, but we have no momentum. We ain't decreeing and declaring nothing. We're not asking God to destroy the old yoke. We're not asking God to remove the old burden. I heard the Lord say that somebody's word today is momentum, so it can spring. Wait a minute, but here it is. Y'all got to pay attention to the scriptures. Hopefully you still got your Bible out. It says, and it shall spring, Apostle, that last word is for. We know that the word for means ahead or farther or forward from where it was. Oh, God. Okay, y'all going to make me go there today. When Jesus in the book of John calls on Lazarus, ye God, he says, Lazarus, come forth. I want you to hear this. Anything that is not, oh God, interested or committed to you going further than where you've been is not God. Oh, Jesus. He doesn't restore Lazarus just back to where he was, but the Bible says that he called him forth, which means, oh God, that he was committed to him being in a better position than where he was before. See, this is a problem with many of us, that we are fighting just to get back to where we was. Oh God, if I could be as thin as I was before, if I could have as much money as I did before, if I could be just as blessed as I was before, and you are setting yourself up for failure. You want to know why? Because God is not just committed to your restoration. God is also committed to your reward, and there is a reward that's coming after the restoration. After he restores you, he wants to put you in a better place than what you've been. Somebody shout, I'm going forward. That's why it's important not to give in. Apostle, I'm speaking prophetically even to you. That's why it's very important to not think small, to not just cave yourself in, to not conform, to not give in, oh God, to continue to go forward in the things that God has already shown you, God has already put before you. There are many of us that are losing and failing in life because we're just interested in getting back. And God says, no. I don't want you to just get back. I want you to go forward. See, we this is the hottest word over the last month, manifestation. We hear that all the time, manifestation. He's a God of manifestation. We've shouted it, but we don't even understand that manifestation means progressive. Oh, God, when you look at this thing biblically, manifestation means progressive, which means that it's continuing to go forward. It's continuing to grow. Many of us need to ask ourselves this question. Are we going forward, or are we just, oh God, maintaining where we've always been? I'm going to ask it again. Are we going forward, or are we just maintaining where we've always been? All right. Now, I got to give y'all this, and I'm going to leave y'all alone. Apostle, I don't want to go over my time, but I got to give y'all this. I promise you I'm through. This is what it says. So after it says it'll spring forth, because God is not just interested in getting you back. He wants you to go forward. The very essence that you are blessed, that God has shined a light on you, that God has anointed you, is not just when you are restored, but also when you're rewarded. Here goes the next part. He says, then you shall know it. Why would he bring this up? Because thinking, Jesus, and knowing are two different things. Thinking is a possibility. Knowing is a promise. Oh, Jesus. And there are some of us, God, that need to graduate from thinking to knowing. This is what Jesus is going to tell the blind men in Matthew chapter 9. He's going to tell the blind men in Matthew chapter 9. He's going to say, be it unto you according to the measure of your faith. You want to know why most of us can't receive miracles? You want to know why most of us are stuck in the same standard and place that we've been in? Because we think God's going to do it. We think God's going to show up. We think God is going to bless the ministry. We think God is going to give us, oh God, what we believe we should have. We think God is going to do a new thing. But he says, after I do it, then you'll know. Somebody needs to shout, I know my mother's already healed. Yes. I know my situation's already better. I know what he promised me. And when I know, it removes possibility and it shifts me into promise. Peter is in jail, y'all better hear me, and the chains begin to fall off of him. The doors begin to open, and after he goes through this situation, he's literally going to get to the place where he decrees and declares, now I know. And when you know, you're not easily shaken in your faith. When you know, can't know anybody just show up and talk you away from it. When you know, Lord God, oh God, you are blocked them before you even get in the bed with them. When you know, oh God, Jesus, can't nobody just come and tell you otherwise. And I hear the Lord saying that many of you on the last day of January need to shift from thinking to knowing. Think about a child in school. Oh God, that the teacher asked a question. And you can tell the ones who are contemplating, not sure, because they're reluctant to raise their hand. They're hesitating on giving an answer. But when you see the child that's confident, they're begging the teacher. They're begging the teacher to call on them. Their arms are lifted. Their mouth is moving. They're saying, ooh, 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 pick me, pick me, pick me. And the reason why many of us don't want God to choose us is because we're still unsure of the thing that he's going to do in our life. But is there anybody that can decree and declare that now I know, Apostle, there is suffering that comes with the mantle, that comes with the mandate, that comes with the assignment. But you have gotten to a place that you said, Lord, you have to take me through all of that just so I can know.
Jesus.
Oh God. I want y'all to hear this. Watch what it says. And I'm gonna get to the end of this. Philippians 3. I'll just start at verse number 8 for time's sake. This is what it reads, New King James. It said, yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. It says, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I might gain Christ. Watch what verse 9 says. It says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is formed by God in faith. But here goes verse 10, Philippians 3, verse 10, and I'm through right here. It says, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. See, oh God, the writer understood that I have to go through so much. I have to endure so many things. I have to forsake things that are unlike him. I have to count it all rubbish. You want to know why? Just so I can know him. And many of you can testify that I'm not losing my faith anymore. My hands won't be tied anymore. I'm not closing my mouth anymore. You want to know why? Because I know him. So after you know him, watch what happens. After you know him, watch what happens. I'm trying to get out of this verse. It's so much in here. This is the promise. He says, after you know me, this is what I'm going to do in your life. And Apostle, if they don't celebrate on this, tell them you can't talk to them until 2025. Because after you know, after you know, this is what the Lord says I'm going to do for everything connected to you. This is what the Lord says I'm going to do for everything that's in your cupboard, everything that's in your lineage. This is what he says. He says, I will even make a road in the wilderness. Oh, Jesus. He says, I will make a road in the wilderness. What does this mean? He says, I'll give you a highway, Lord God, in a place, oh, Jesus, what people don't have clear direction. You won't be able to see your way all the way through it, Lord God. I will give you a clear path, even in the most cluttered and chaotic of places. He says, I will make you a road in the wilderness. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that when I know him, he will design a pathway just for me that's strategic, that my enemies won't even be able to get on my trail? Oh, y'all gonna make me do it. But there's a reason why that when Pharaoh and the army got after the children of Israel, they couldn't tell their trail. They couldn't tell their markings. It seemed like the Bible says, Apostle, correct me if I'm wrong, but it said that they were scattered footprints. And here's why. Because God put them on a path and confused the enemy that was coming behind them. See, when you get on the right road, Lord God, you're not outrunning your enemies. You're not running in fear. You're not living in paranoia. Why? Because you're not, oh God, you can't even see what's behind you. You can't even see what's coming after you. Is there anybody that says, now that I know, I'm on the right road now? Watch what he says. I'll give you a road in the wilderness, which means that I will give you a pathway, oh God, even when you feel like you don't have a plan. He says, and rivers in the desert. Now wait a minute. He could have did this another way, Apostle, but he didn't. He could have said, I'll give you a pond. He could have said, I'll give you a well. He could have even said that I'll make it rain down from heaven. But he said, no. I'm going to give you rivers, God, in the desert. What does this mean? Well, whenever you see rivers in the Bible, it is a depiction of life and consistency. Oftentimes, where people settled and lived, it was near rivers of water. Because everywhere there was a river, vegetation could grow there, which means it was good ground. Every time there was a river, it was conducive for foundation and housing, which means that they could build there. So when he says, I'll give you a river in the desert, watch this. And a river is also a consistent flow and stream. Yeah. Which means, Lord God, which means that even in the place that I'm in, God is still consistently providing for me. Y'all don't even understand. Promises of roads and rivers in 22. The promises of roads and rivers, Lord God, even in the place that you're in. I know many of you say, God, I'm on this assignment, and the moment I got on this assignment, it seemed like everything got bad. Everything got crazy. Everything got chaotic. But the Lord said, I'm giving you roads and rivers in the midst of what you're going through. So in closing, if God is going to do a new thing, we cannot remember the former things, nor consider things of old. We can't be, oh God, we can't continue complaining about being closed in, because I told you sometimes he has to close us in order to launch us. After he gives us a spring, he says, then we'll know him. And after we know him, he will make a road in the wilderness and give us rivers in the desert. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you for this opportunity, Apostle. And I bless God for each and every one of you around the world that will receive this word on the last day of January. That this will be, Lord God, the month that sets the momentum for my entire year. It is so, shall be no otherwise. And if you receive this word today, bless God for it. And I'm done.
Amen, 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 and amen again. Listen. I don't know if these people got it or if they didn't get it. I pray that they receive this thing to the point to where they understand what the scripture says in Matthew, and it talks about putting new wine into old wineskins. Because what we have to realize is, watch this, the Amplified says it like this. It says, we cannot do it because if we put it into old wineskin, because it has lost its elasticity, its
Come on.
Ability to stretch. James, you did something to the doctor. If you have lost your ability to stretch, if you have lost the ability to understand that you can't sit in the same places that you've been sitting in and God come in.
Come on.
See, you can sit under the wrong company. Let me back it up. You could have been sitting in the right company at the time that you needed to sit in, but now God is telling you that it's time for you to shift in your assignment, and you're still there. That's when you lose your elasticity, the ability to be able to be stretched. And watch this here. Let me help you real good. Most saints don't want to be stretched. Because they remember the last time they had to stretch. And the last
Come
time
on.
They stretched, it stretched them out of their comfort zone and it hurt. And now because they've been stretched out of their comfort zone this last time, they don't want to do it this time because they remember the past pain. They don't want to do it
Come
because
on.
They remember that they lost some folk when they did this last stretch. When this last stretch, you lost that last job. You lost the house.
Sir.
You lost your car. You lost your
food diet. You lost your sugar daddy. You lost your sugar mama. Listen, you lost some stuff in this last stretch. But see, what you don't realize is the stretch is not for you.
It's not for you.
The stretch, listen, let's just get this out in the open. The stretch ain't never for you. The stretch is for other people to see you being stretched, and they can get out of their comfort zone so they can be stretched.
Yeah.
You do know that you're an ambassador. And behind the scenes, the ambassador catch all of the head.
Come on.
We look good up there preaching, Doc. We look good up there preaching. Man, that Joker show can preach. That man of God preach the word. But follow us to the office. While we sit there and cry into that same anointed towel that we wiped our face with.
You better say it, sir. You better educate
us. Follow us to the house. To where, listen, where all of your bills is paid. And we got to sit up here and we got to figure out how we going to get next month's rent taken care of.
Come on.
How we going to get the car no pay? Pass that show, there's a nice ride, boy. I like that. Yeah. Thank you so much. God bless you. In the back of your mind, the car no due next month.
Talk.
And I got to figure out how to get that done.
Talk,
see, but this is the thing. This is the thing. When God stretches you, watch this. All this is a stretching mechanism. See, any really good piece of leather, what they do is they have to take that leather after they did the process of cutting that skin and turning it into that leather. Watch this. It has to be pulled and it has to be set out in the sun to dry.
Jesus.
Oh, see, if we were really just gonna go ahead on and say it, can you stand the heat? If you can't stand the heat, my grandmother used to say it like this: get out the kitchen.
Get out of the kitchen, and many of us, we want the platform, but we don't want the process.
Preaching.
We want the mantle, but we don't want to adhere to the methods. And God is not interested. He's not interested into, oh God, into anointing anything he can't afflict.
He said he chastises us because he loves us. Is that the word?
Those who he loves.
In the book?
You in the book. So you do know. When we get scrapes and cuts and all of those type of things, they pour alcohol or peroxide on it. You remember that growing up, right?
Yes, sir.
And so it's the same thing with God. He says, how can I pour my oil on something that hasn't been opened?
God, come on, God.
See, many of us want God to pour on us, but he said, I don't have nothing to pour into because you ain't allowed me to open you up yet. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. So the affliction was just the doorway for God to open you up to receive. And this is why it's very dangerous, Lord God, being surrounded by the wrong people. Because sometimes when leaders go through storms, everybody leaves.
God help.
People walk
God
away
help.
From you and turn their back on you. But they
God
don't
help.
Even understand. They don't even understand that when the tree is being shaken, the fruit falls.
I'm going to take another footer for you. See, what they don't realize is it's a necessity for the tree to be shaken.
Come on.
And for the fruit to fall. Because watch this, it requires dead fruit in order for the seed to be sown.
Ah.
In order for seed to be sown, you got to You got to die in some things in order for God to burst.
Come on.
In order for God to burst some things, you got to die in some stuff. It's some stuff that you have to die in and die from and die to in order for God to bless you.
Come on.
Man, listen. Y'all, you know what? I love getting on here with this man of God. I love it. I'm going to tell you why. I got a Fab Five that I deal with, and Pastor James, you wanted a Fab Five. I'm just letting you know he's one of my Fab Five.
I appreciate you.
Me and Pastor James, we don't talk all the time, but every time we get together.
Yes, sir.
Woo! If the Holy Ghost don't show up, I'll tell you, if the Holy Ghost don't show up, listen, we going to sit back and we're going to sit there until you show up. We're gonna sit there until you show up because me and him both we are charged off of one another, and that's what we need in the body right now. We need people that can be a set of jumper cables that can come and when you ain't feeling it, you put your charge on them and jumpstart them and get them going.
Come on, sir.
And see, a lot of people don't realize. See, Lord have mercy, you can't have that until you have experienced some stuff. You have had to have gone through holy hell.
Ah.
Anointed hell. Not to see, some people just go through hell because they go through hell. But see, it's a difference when it's an anointed hell that you go through. See, there's a such place called anointed hell. God will allow you to go through the hellacious place.
Come on.
So he can work some things out of you and work some things in you. Because watch this, he has to burn some stuff away.
Jesus.
And it don't always feel good. Can we just be honest? Can we be honest, Indians, on this morning?
Let's be honest,
sir. It hurt like hell. Because, see, we lose people that we thought, listen to the context of what I'm saying, that we thought should have been there for us.
Come on.
But in actuality, they were a seasonal person that needed to be shifted so God can bring the next shift in.
My God.
I share these three people. There's three types of people. There's seasonal people, situational people, and dimensional people. Your seasonal people are there for a season. I'm gonna let you come in and chime in on the end of it. Then we're gonna pray. There's your seasonal people. Seasonal people are designed just for that, a season. Watch this. If you got a fall person that's in spring, or if you got a spring person that's in summer, you might need to find out why they still there.
Jesus.
Either you hold it on too long or they refuse to go. And one
more
have got to let go. Now you have your situational people. Situational people are good in a situation. Now watch this here. When you got them in a situation, watch the text of what I'm saying. Watch the context of what I'm saying. That person is good for a situation because, watch this here, in a situation, in a pinch, they are good for that situation. Don't ever let that person
just for that
think
scene
that they run in the show.
Oh,
don't ever
man.
You good? You listen. You prayed your prayer. You sang your song. You played your instrument. Please sit down, because now you think that you can pastor a church. Go ahead, Doc.
And see, that's the problem. We have so many have so many in the church with a Saul spirit. That the praises of the people make you feel like you're bigger than what you are. Saul's problem is when the people start singing of David, he got jealous, which means that his focus was on the people.
When the song changed, though,
when the song changed, he had a problem. And the folks didn't realize that Saul was seasonal and David was eternal. Why was David eternal? Because God gave a prophecy that the Son of Man has to come through the seed of David. So you have so many and you're so right. We have so many because of what people were good for in a season. They never learned how to shift. And people ain't gonna like this, but I know it's controversial, and they can debate me on it. You can invite me back on, and we can have a whole dialogue with it, with the council of the elite theologians. But anything that refuses to shift has a spirit of witchcraft on it.
Talk about it, Doc.
The Bible says in Proverbs, I didn't make it up, that rebellion is as a witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
So when you refuse, you're rebelling.
Mm.
So when you have people in the house that want to do it their way instead of following the move of God, or because we've always done it like this, we've always said it like this, we've always been like this, what they are doing is rebelling against the will of God. They're in witchcraft.
Mm.
That's a spirit on you.
Why do you kick against the tree?
You in a cold storm with no clothes on. You're talking about summer look better. Yeah, but this ain't the season to look better. This is the season to cover up.
Talk, sir.
And stay close to the fire. That's what's wrong with most of us. That's what's wrong with most. We hate heat but love to keep warm.
And then you're closing up to the wrong somebody.
Come on.
Look, you ain't going to go there, but I'm going to go there. You see, we talked about Sunday. We talked about yesterday the reason why your light has become so dim is because your fire, your lamp got lit with a strange fire. It's dangerous. It's dangerous to have your fire, to have your lamp lit with a strange fire, because watch this. You're trying to figure out why all your prayers seem like it's not hitting heaven, it's hitting the floor.
Talk, sir.
Your preaching sound like you complaining. Because your fire that got lit by a strange fire. And it's not until you put that fire out and be lit by the light of God.
Come
not
on.
The light of man, but the light of God. See, we've got to learn to tell the difference between the two.
Jesus.
It's just that simple. And see, y'all, they were looking for some deep revelation. There's no deep revelation to this.
Mm-mm.
It ain't nothing deep. Who you connected with spiritually affects your fire.
Come on.
When you get from around those people, get from around that group, that organization, that church of folk, you want to be healed, you want to be delivered, you want to set free, but you still want to be like the dog that keeps returning to his vomit.
You want to be like the dog that keeps returning. Talk now.
Not just return, but keep returning.
Keep returning. Over and over again. You going back to the same thing.
That thing, don't finish it out, Doc. I'm done. Because we keep talking, it's gonna be we're gonna have church all over here.
Sir, I'm through. I have no. You didn't stir me today. I have no more words to say. You didn't stir me. I'm about to go in this 10 o'clock meeting and lose it. They're going to be like, man, what's wrong with you? Apostle doesn't stir me today.
Let us pray for the man of God. Y'all that's listening in, stretch your hand toward Pastor James. Lord, thank you. Man of God, get ready for the elevation. Get ready for the elevation. Get ready for the shift. There is a shift that is connected to you. God is calling for a shift, not just an ordinary shift, but this is a paradigm shift that is getting ready to take place, not only just in the ministry, but in you. God has placed you in the midst of a group of people who desire that more than where they are. And God says, because of this, I'm going to get ready to shift you. Not only is the anointing fixed to shift, the title is fixed to shift. You are now fixed to walk into the apostleship that God has called you to. You already know this ain't something strange that you hear. You've heard this on many occasions. I hear you, Holy Ghost. But God says, in this season, he said, this is the season. He said, prepare yourself for the shift. He said, connect with who you need to connect with. Sit with who you need to sit with, because there is a prophetic shift that's attached to your life. Not only in your preaching, but even in your you consider it as a word of knowledge. God says I'm calling it what I call it that I put inside of you, the prophetic. He said the prophetic shift that's attached into you, and you say this assignment to become the apostle. He said I have to place into you the fivefold, because in this season that you're getting ready to walk into, he said I need you not only to hear me, not only just to see me, not only just to preach me, but I need you to know where I am, and I need you to know what I'm doing in this hour. He said, so I have to place inside you the fivefold ministry. I have to put it inside you, because in this time and in this season, he said, it is time for you to walk into that place that I called you into. He said, you heard me before, and you say, Lord, I'm not ready for that. He said, but watch this here. He said, this time, I'm not asking, I'm telling you, walk in it. He said, because this time right now is for you to walk into it. He said, you have not seen nothing yet. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of Broderick what I'm getting ready to do. I'm getting ready to put inside of them. I'm getting ready to put everything that he needs. He said, he's looking for it. He said, but I already got it inside of him.
Jesus.
He said, this is the reason why. He said, this is the reason why your hunger is so great. This is the reason why your thirst is so great. He said, because I'm pouring. Bye-bye, Sato. He said, the more I pour, he said, the more you drink, the more you eat. He said, and I love it. He said, because what I'm doing is I'm preparing him to get ready to step out and give it unto the people. And he said, it's not going to be mother's milk. He said, it's going to be the meat of the word. And he said, I'm going to set people among you that's ready for meat and not ready for the milk. They're ready for the meat of the word.
Yes, God.
Yes. He said, there's going to be sucklings that's going to come. He said, but you're going to assign people to the sucklings.
Jesus.
And he said, as they wing them off the suckling, he said, I'm going to put them with you, and they're going to carve our soul. He said, I'm going to sit them among you, and when you get ready to speak, they're going to eat, and they're going to drink.
Yes.
And they're gonna be strengthened, and they're gonna watch this. They're going to be able to not mimic you, not even duplicate you, but they're gonna be able to go out and to perform what God has assigned for them to perform.
Jesus.
He said the church. He said it's the season for the cookie cutter. Church is over.
Ah.
You're going to equip people He said you're going to equip people to be able to establish what they need to establish in God, because they're moving according to what they're hearing from God and not hearing from man.
Jesus.
That's the reason why.
It is so.
That's the reason why. You say, that's the reason why. You've been asking why. That's the reason why. We ain't going to go into detail, but that's the reason why. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for being a wise counselor. Yes, God. He said, that's the reason why.
Jesus, Jesus.
You say, that's the reason why. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. And that is the word of the Lord for you, man of God. Father, we thank you for this willing vessel of warfare. God, that you have set among us today. Father, that he is pouring out to the people. Our prayer today, as his brother, God, that you restore unto him that he has poured out. God, give him the double portion. God, that when he get ready to pour out, he still have some left for himself. God, to strengthen himself, to encourage himself. God, to speak life to himself and to speak life to his family, speak life to his wife, God. God, speak life to his own circumstances and situation. God, we thank you right now, God, for girding inside of his mouth, God, that he needs to speak to restore unto them that they need. Father, we thank you for the grace that's attached to his life. We thank you for the word that's attached to his life. We thank you for the ministry that you have empowered and blessed him with. And we pray, yes, Father, that you will continue to be in his footsteps. Not just him walking in it, God, but, Lord, him living it out on a day-to-day basis. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, God.
For all things being made well, even in this time and in this season of life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, Pastor, let the people know how they can get in contact with you if they want you to come and share this great gospel that we share, or if they just want to come and visit the churches. Please let them know how to get in contact with you.
Yes. Again, thank you, Apostle, for this opportunity. I'm stirred. If they want to contact me, they can do so by going to Facebook and typing in Pastor BJ. You'll see all my information there. I'm just on assignment. That's it. I'm just on assignment. Any contact, any booking, anything like that, you can find it there. We have church every Sunday here in Houston, Texas, on 59 in Little York. It's 10921 Foy Lane, and it's 1 o'clock service there. Soon, next month, we'll be starting on the South Side location as well. So y'all will be able to find all that information on my social media pages, but you can just type in Pastor BJ and it'll pop up from there. Again, I'm grateful and humbled to just be on a great platform and share vision and also insight and be able to glean from one of God's gifts. So, again, thank you so much. And I literally have no more words to say. I have no more words to say. Just thank you.
Amen. Amen. Listen, we're just excited. We just thank God for the gift that he has set among us, man. And we thank God for you. We literally thank God for you. I tell people this all the time. I am very cautious of who I call friend. You may know me. We may be an associate of mine. But when I use the word friend, you can best believe
than words. I did not use them because I've learned in the past that we can't all call everybody friend. We can't let everybody sit among us, man. It's dangerous because we sometimes let people in that do more damage than they do good. They do more harm than they do good.
Yes.
And because of that, we have to guard our gates. That's a preach, man. We have to learn how to guard our gates. We have to learn how to guard our gates. I thank God for you, my brother. I thank you.
I love you, man.
Yes, sir. Listen, we're so humble, man. You are so welcome. You're so welcome. And we're here. We need to talk more. We don't talk enough. We need to talk more. We'll talk about that later. We need to talk more. I'm just grateful that God has placed a brother and a friend among us that we can connect with and say, you know, this is who God has placed in our life. And we thank God for that, man. But listen, people of God, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to end the show. But those of you all who would like to sow, please feel free to go ahead on and sow. You guys know the Cash App, so like Cash App and PayPal and the Zelle, I give it out. But I shared Sunday that we have to realize that when we give according to, watch this here, we give according to the word. When you sow in another man's field, you reap a harvest in your field when you sow in another man's field. Your blessing comes to your house when you sow in another man's field. Watch this here. When you sow into us, we sow into someone else. And when we sow into someone else, they sow into someone else. This is how you reap a harvest. Watch this here. In a season that you didn't even plan yet. Because, watch this here, you obeyed, sow the seed, and watch this here. It's now coming back. This is how your sowing, your reaping time comes together. But watch this go a little bit further. It goes beyond money.
Mm-hmm.
It goes beyond money. I tell people this is what we mess up at, God. I tell them it's beyond money because see, this is why the church is. This is why church has become so controversial. It's because they look at it as only thing we want is money. We're concerned about souls too.
Come on,
we're concerned about souls out here. See, I have a full-time job. I work for a living. And I sow into our church. Because I know that I'm sowing into good ground. Because watch this.
Come on.
We got ministry to do. We feed the homeless. We get out here, man, and we're getting ready to do a whole lot of things in 2022 because God has set a whole different assignment on our life. And I ain't gonna say a different assignment. We have outgrown this one assignment. Now God is saying there's something greater that I'm getting ready to transfold you into. I'm getting ready to catapult you into this next thing. So watch this. We're doing that because this is what God is calling for us to do. And we want you to be along with us to do what needs to be done. Whether you sow your time or your friends. Either
come
way.
On.
Listen, this is my thing. But this is my thing that I'm finna cut it off. When you sow, if you're not going to sow with your whole heart, please keep it to yourself. Because you're sowing that seed. You're sowing that seed out of the malice of who you are. You're sowing out of the malice of your heart. And when you're sowing that seed, you're not contaminating our crop. Let me be clear. You're not contaminating our crop. Because after you sow, we lift that thing up and we bless it.
And whatever way you sowed it, God gonna bless it and cause it to be the seed that needs to be sown. But watch this here. Your seed that you sown because you sowed it in malice, you're not gonna reap a harvest off of it, but and even if you do reap a harvest off of it, it's gonna be a deformed harvest.
Huh.
Just being honest.
The word, sir. The word.
You're gonna have a deformed harvest. And pardon how this gonna sound. You're gonna have some corn that look like it morphed into something else. You're gonna have green beans that's gonna be orange instead of green. Because you sold it in malice.
In malice.
So keep your seed. Keep your seed if you're sowing it in malice. But watch this. You have these ways of sowing. Please feel free to sow. God bless you when you do. And whatever manner you sow, God bless you. We thank you for it. We have the Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Then we have our PayPal, which is paypal.me/worldwideGC. And then we have the Zelle, which is 832-816-7933. All of that is on the flyer that you guys will see with me and Pastor BJ on there. You guys can go to that flyer. If you didn't catch all of it, you can go to the flyer that's on our Facebook page and sow that way. Listen, y'all also can sow in the Pastor BJ. Please, listen, if this word blessed you, and I know it did, sow into this man. Pour into this man.
Wow.
Let me show you something. Pour into this man. Sow into this man. Because watch this. It's just the right thing to do. A workman is worthy of his hire. Pour into him that he's pouring out to you. Pastor BJ has his information on the live that he did. Y'all go to his live and y'all sow. Sow. Please sow into this man of God. Please sow into this man of God. Hear me well. Please sow. This is good ground. This ain't Taylor Evangelist ground. This ain't TD Jakes ground. This ain't Creflo Rollin ground. This ain't Clarence McClendon ground. See, this man of God, if you reach out to him, I promise you he'll reach back.
That's what I'm assigned to do.
If you call him and ask him to come preach, I guarantee you he's gonna come and preach for you.
And ain't gonna charge you a dime.
Listen, and this man's heart, listen, Doc, I know me and you on the same page, but I was just gonna say that. His heart, the way his heart is set up, he gonna tell you, man, listen, you ain't gotta pay me to do this. This is my assignment. Let me raise the money for the house. Y'all take this money for the house.
The Lord takes care of his servants.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened. Many of us have put an honorarium in front of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you force honor, you can't receive favor.
Boy, listen.
I'll leave that alone, sir.
Listen, I'm so blessed to have this man of God as a friend. I'm so blessed to have, and I tell people all the time, I've said this before and I say it again, I don't call everybody friend. I really don't. Because, let me share this and I'm going to go ahead on and leave it alone. I've been hurt too many times by people.
Come on.
That I would consider as my friend. I've been hurt by people that I know is my family.
Come on.
Times.
to make the mistake to call somebody friend. And I'm going to set that right there, and I'm going to be done with it. I bless you. Have a fantastic day. We love you, and we pray that all is well. Pastor, I know you got to get to your meeting. I'm going to go ahead on, man. Listen, you can go ahead on and release the line. We're going to go ahead on, and we're going to close out with our invitation to the body. Did you have a few moments to do that, man?
You know I take time for that. Because we want to make sure that anyone who isn't saved has the opportunity to know Christ. The Bible says that if you confess from your mouth that he is not only the dead but the risen Savior, and you turn from your wicked ways, then you are saved. And so right now we want to open this up for anyone who may be standing in the need of salvation. It is available to you. Now, here's the thing about salvation that many don't talk about. What I love about salvation is that you don't have to beg to get it, Lord God. You don't have to sow to get it. You don't even have to be in a church to get it. The Bible says that you can receive salvation from the matters of your heart. So if you're on this line right now, we just want to extend it to you. Please reach out. You can reach out to Apostle Douglas. You can reach out to myself. We just want you saved. This is not about membership. This is about relationship. We just want you saved. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you for each and every individual that may come forward, God, asking what can they do to be saved. Father, you decree and declare in your word that when man turns from their wicked ways and they honor you, God, you will not only hear us, but you will heal us. And so, Father, we thank you for the sheep that are coming in, the broken and just disarray souls that were lost, God, but are now seeking you like never before. God, we even bless you and we lift them up even now, God. And we thank you that they're under your protection and your care. God, we thank you that if something was to happen to them today, Father, if they were to, God, lose their life and leave this realm and go live with you, Father, that they have a place in heaven that is already stored up and prepared for them. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you for each and every individual, God, that is coming forth even now, God, and accepting your will and accepting your way and accepting, oh God, that you're seated on the throne and you are still a God who is in control. So we bless you, we thank you, and we say it is so in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you so much. Listen,
bless you.
Guys,
thank you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. We'll talk with you real soon. God bless you. Listen, guys, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to end the broadcast. We thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of what God is doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we look forward to you guys joining us again on next week. Man, we're just excited about what God has done today. We love you so much, and we thank you, and we appreciate you. Y'all have a fantastic day.
Hey! The old folks used to say it this way. Let God arise, and his enemies be scattered. Let God